Recently, my wife ordered a jeweler's scale which is accurate out to 2 decimal places. When we put a battery in it and tried to use it, it was wrong, obviously, and glaringly incorrect. Sometimes when things don't go well, it is wise to read the directions, you know. So, after we read the directions, we realized we needed to calibrate the little electronic scale, and to do that, we needed a reference point. In our case, we needed to calibrate the scale with a 500-gram standard, not 502, not 488, but exactly 500 grams. In this little exercise, I realized, again, the value of an accurate reference point and the impact of that reference point on all that follows. The quality of our pattern is no better than the quality of our reference point. And if we've got a skewed reference point, the patterns are also skewed. Similarly, if your reference point is exact, then your pattern is going to reflect the rightness of your reference point. With the rise of individualism in America today, it is popular to say that truth is subjective. In other words, it's the truth according to me, whatever I decide, meaning my opinion, the subjective truth, becomes my reality, my objective truth. From God's perspective, if we are our own reference point, then we are still slaves to sin and death. In that case, all our thinking and living will be no better than our reference point of sin and death. I don't know about you, but I need a righteous reference point of someone besides myself. I cannot be my own reference point and pattern.